I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 19th. A 70-year-old Quincy woman was being treated for serious injuries after being struck by a car while riding a bike in Quincy yesterday. Police say the bicyclist was struck at the intersection of Holbrook Road and Safford Street in Montclair at 1:30 yesterday afternoon. The woman was taken to Boston Medical Center. The 30-year-old Quincy man driving a 2013 Hyundai was cited for failing to yield to the bicyclist. A witness told police that the operator failed to yield as he was turning left onto Safford Street. A public hearing will be held tonight at North Quincy High School regarding a proposed electricity rate hike by National Grid. The State Department of Public Utilities is holding the hearing at 7 p.m. in the auditorium at North Quincy High School. Interpretation services in Mandarin will be available. National Grid says the increase is needed in order for them to continue to improve electric services. Rates for residential customers would increase anywhere from $8 to $18 per month, depending on usage. Commercial customers could see a 16% increase. The proposed increases do require state approval. Congratulations are going out to the Quincy North Quincy Jazz Ensemble for winning the gold medal Saturday in their first ever state finals competition in the Massachusetts Jazz Educators Association. The group, under the direction of Matt Cavanaugh, performed at Norwood High School. An outstanding musicianship award was presented to sophomore tenor saxophonist Nathan Aronoff. Earlier this month, the ensemble won a silver medal during a competition at Oliver Ames High School. The band will be featured at the Massachusetts Jazz Educators Association Gold Medal Showcase on May 5th at the Hatch Shell in Boston. A Boston police officer was shot in Dorchester and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries last night. Boston police confirmed an adult man is in custody and a gun was confiscated. Police responded to a domestic incident at about 9:30 on Esmond Street near Blue Hill Avenue in Franklin Park. Police said officers were notified while heading toward the scene that there was possibly a person with a gun. When the officers arrived, a police spokesperson says a person shot at officers and struck one who was wearing a bulletproof vest. Other officers on the scene took the alleged shooter into custody. The injured officer was taken to Boston Medical Center. Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox said the officer hit by the bullet has been on the force for less than 2 years. Mayor Michelle Wu and Suffolk County District Attorney Kevin Hayden joined Cox at the hospital to support the officer. Hayden said the alleged shooter, who was not named, will be arraigned in Dorchester District Court this morning. Well, the Boston Red Sox will honor the life, legacy, and community impact of Team Hall of Famer Tim Wakefield and his wife, Stacy, before the first home game of the 2024 season at Fenway Park. 57-year-old Wakefield died on October 1st last year, just days after it was revealed he'd been recently diagnosed with brain cancer. The knuckleballer was the honorary chairman of the Red Sox Foundation and spent 29 years in the Red Sox organization as a player, special assistant, and broadcaster. Stacy Wakefield, Tim's wife of more than 20 years, died on February 28th after her own battle with cancer. The Wakefields raised money for multiple charities, including the Jimmy Fund and Franciscan Children's Hospital. In addition to the ceremonies before the Red Sox April 9th home opener against the Baltimore Orioles, Boston players will be wearing Tim Wakefield's number 49 on their jersey sleeves throughout the season. The commemorative navy patch is shaped like a heart, a nod to Wakefield's role as the Red Sox Foundation's honorary chairman, with his number 49 featured in red at the center of the heart. Sox said that Wakefield commemorative patch will be available for purchase at the team store on Jersey Street later this season. Proceeds from those sales will benefit the Red Sox Foundation. In addition, all the fans attending the April 9th home opener at Fenway will receive a special memento in the form of a navy blue heart-shaped pin featuring Wakefield's jersey number in red. Sox will also commemorate the 20th anniversary of the 2004 World Series Championship team before the home opener. The Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation announcing its annual statewide recruitment for lifeguards, swim instructors, and other water safety positions for the summer of 2024. The DCR is set to open its 81 swimming areas during Memorial Day weekend, with the official season running through September 2nd. Hourly rates range from $22 to $27, depending on the position held and certifications. Candidates who apply early and work the full season also have the opportunity to earn up to $1,250 in bonuses. Positions are available at beaches and pools across the state in five regions. Each region has its own set of application assessments and requirements. In Boston, applicants are required to complete a swim assessment, which will determine placement and what additional courses or coaching may be needed. In the past, some communities have faced lifeguard shortages. Despite a pay increase to $20 an hour in 2022, town officials in Bourne said they were not able to entice enough qualified applicants. Framingham faced similar issues in 2022. As of mid-May, they had only hired 9 of the usual 28 lifeguards. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are up. The Dow rose 75 points. NASDAQ up 130. S&P added 32. Shares were mixed in Asia. The euro is down. Oil almost $82 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Detroit 119-94. They'll host Milwaukee tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins are home against Ottawa at 7. The forecast from the National Weather Service: today, mix of sun and clouds and a brisk high of 45 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low 32. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a passing shower, but high tomorrow 52, then turning sharply colder on Thursday. Partly cloudy, windy, with highs Thursday only in the low 40s, and still chilly on Friday, sunny. High Friday, 41 degrees. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. West wind, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots at times. High tide, 7:51 a.m. Sunrise, 6:48. Sets at 6:55. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 19th.